Anthony. Here we are in ISKCON, Los Angeles, New Dwarka, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Creation, Chapter 16, How Parikshit Received the Age of Kali, Text Number 31. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Atmanang Chanusochami Bhavantam Chamarotamam Devan Pitrin Rishin Sadhun Sarvan Varnangs Tatasraman Atmanang Chanusochami Bhavantam Chamarottamam Devan Pitrin Rishin Sadhun Saravan Varnangs Tatasraman Atmanang Chanasuchami Bhavantam Chamarottamam Devan Pitrin Rishin Sadhun Sarvan Varnangs Tatasraman Atmanang Chanushochami Bhavantang Chamarotamam Devan Pitrin Rishin Sadhun Sarvan Varnangs Tatasraman. Please chant. Ladies, anyone else? Atmanam, myself, cha, also, anusochami, lamenting, bhavantam, yourself, cha, as well as, amara uttamam, the best among the demigods, devan, about the demigods, pitrin, about the denizens of the Pitriloka planet, rishin, about the sages, sadhun, about the devotees, sarvan, all of them, varnan, sections, tatha, as also, ashraman, orders of human society. So this is Mother Earth speaking. I am thinking about myself and also, O best among the demigods, about you, as well as about all the demigods, sages, denizens of Pitriloka, the devotees of the Lord, and all men obedient to the system of Varna and Asram in human society. Purport by our founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. To effect the perfection of human life, there is cooperation between men and demigods, sages, denizens of the Pitriloka, devotees of the Lord, and the scientific system of Varna and Ashrama orders of life. The distinction between human life and animal life, therefore, begins with the scientific system of Varna and Ashram, guided by the experience of the sages in relation with the demigods, gradually rising to the summit of reestablishing our eternal relation with the Supreme Absolute Truth, the Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. When God made Varnasram Dharma, which is strictly meant for developing animal consciousness into human consciousness, and human consciousness into godly consciousness, is broken by advancement of foolishness, the whole system of peaceful and progressive life is at once disturbed. In the age of Kali, the first attack of the venomous snake strikes against the God-made Varnasram Dharma, and thus a person properly qualified as a Brahmana is called a Shudra, and Sudra, by qualification, is passing as a Brahmana, all on a false birthright claim. To become a Brahmana by a birthright claim is not at all bona fide, although it may be a fulfillment of one of the conditions. But the real qualification of a Brahmana is to control the mind and the senses, and to cultivate tolerance, simplicity, cleanliness, knowledge, truthfulness, and devotion and faith in the Vedic wisdom. In the present age, consideration of the necessary qualification is being neglected, and the false birthright claim is being supported even by a popular sophisticated poet, the author of Ramcharita Manasa. This is all due to the influence of the age of Kali. Thus, Mother Earth, represented as a cow, was lamenting the regrettable condition. Trinadapi suniche na taroriva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari harinama harinama harinamai vakivalam kalo nastyeva 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 gatiranyata vanjakalpatarubhyascha kripasindubhyayevacha patitanang pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Before I begin, I'd like to acknowledge my old godbrother, Apurva Das. He was very kind to me in Brooklyn Temple when I was Bhakta Nik. And Apurva Das has the special qualification, the only devotee to preach to my father. I'm very grateful for that. And of course, your cooking is transcendental. Long may you live to cook Krishna Prasad. I'm hankering for your wonderful prasad. Jai, everything is Prabhupada's mercy. Exactly. Anusochami, lamenting. In the beginning of the 10th canto, we see Mother Earth again in the shape of a cow, approaching Lord Brahma with tears in her eyes. And she was explaining, Bhubara, I am feeling overburdened because of the unnecessary defense force of all the demons who are now ruling the earth. Kamsa had arranged an alliance, a United Nations of demons, and all they were doing is increasing the military industrial complex. We see that now in modern days. More nukes, more weapons, more. So here, she is lamenting also. Lamenting because when Krishna was on the planet, Mother Earth was feeling jubilant. But Krishna has left, and directly it is stated, more than once, directly in the text, the very day Krishna left the planet, the age of Kali began. And here we are, 2019. And we see the predictions of Srimad Bhagavatam becoming more and more apparent day after day. It's like a runaway train. It just gets faster and faster. Every day the news gets more and more horrible. So Mother Earth is lamenting. And she is concerned not just for herself, but you see, she is addressing Amara Uttamam, Amara, those who do not die like human beings. They're not really Amara, because even the demigods one day have to give up their bodies. But Amara in the sense, they don't die like human beings. But Amara Uttamam, the best of the demigods. Here she is addressing the personality of religion who has appeared in the form of a bull. And she's concerned about the devatas, devan, the demigods or other gods, small g. Because Krishna is capital G. There's a difference between small g and big G. Those who have not studied properly Bhagavad Gita, they make everything Khitri. This God, that they're all gods. No. Krishna makes it very clear. Matak parataram nanyat. There is no truth superior or equal to me. And this is repeated several times directly by Krishna. And we see Arjuna. How does he address Krishna? Deva Deva Jagatpate. You are the God of all the other gods. Deva Deva. So if you accept Bhagavad Gita, there can only be one conclusion. The same conclusion as Srimad Bhagavatam. What did we learn earlier? Chapter 3. We learn Krishna stu Bhagavan Swayam. In that chapter, so many different incarnations, avatars, six kinds of avatars were listed. But Suta Goswami comes with one line that settles it. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. The supreme person, the possessor of unlimited opulences himself, and he uses the exact word Krishna. Doesn't use some other name. Specifically Krishna. Now, it says here, we'll go through the purport, because Prabhupada says, cram my purports. If we cram Prabhupada's purports, then we can become an effective preacher. So he mentions a lot in this purport. The scientific system of Varna and Ashram. Krishna mentions this in chapter 4 of Bhagavad Gita. He says, Chaturvanyam mayasrishtam guna karma vibhagaya. I created this system. It's not a man-made system. The actual Daiva Varnashram, or as Prabhupada says here, scientific, that was created by Krishna. That means it exists whether you acknowledge it or not. It exists. But the line, guna karma, not guna janma. If Krishna had said guna janma, then yes, I am born in such and such family. I am Brahmana. I am Kshatriya. I am Vaishya. I am Shudra. And in previous ages, pretty much that was the case because of Garbhadan Samskara and other rituals. Generally speaking, one took birth in a particular family and had the qualifications, but certainly not in Kali Yuga. No. Because one line again, Kalau Sudra Sambhava. Nobody has any reason to be puffed up. Why? If you are born in Kali Yuga, sorry, you are considered Shudra. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm simply repeating what is stated in the Shastras. But nevertheless, we see in Bhagavad Gita, when we get to chapter 18, Krishna and Prabhupada paraphrased it in the purport, that in the middle of chapter 18, Krishna says, here are the symptoms of a Brahmana. Samadamattapaksaucham shantir arjavam evacha. Gyanam vijnanam astikyam and astikyam. I like the way Prabhupada in his astikyam. Devotion and faith in the Vedic wisdom. That is a very important item. Perhaps it can be considered the most important. One must have implicit faith in God and the scriptures. That's why one of my favorite verses, Yasya Deve Para Bhaktir Yata Deve Tata Gurau Tasyaite Katihita Hyarta Prakashante Mahatmanaha. This verse explains it's not a question of knowing Sanskrit. It's not a question that, oh, I went to Harvard. I have so many PhDs on the wall. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Who understands the Vedas? Here it is. This verse from the Upanishad tells us. Do you have implicit faith in God? in Krishna. That's the first thing. Do you have complete faith? Yes. Krishna, you are my Lord and Master eternally. And I am your eternal servant. And number two, one must have equal amount of faith in the spiritual master. Fortunately, in our movement, Srila Prabhupada has given us everything we need. Prabhupada has translated the essential. He has given us Bhagavad Gita. He has given us Srimad Bhagavatam. He has given us Nectar of Devotion, teachings of Lord Chaitanya. There is sufficient knowledge in these books that we can learn the science of God. So I must have complete faith, equal faith in Krishna and the spiritual master. Then, prakashante. Then when I read, the meaning will become very apparent. So that's an important thing. Now the question that becomes, how to get that faith? Yes. That's why association of devotees. Association of devotees, ado shraddha, sadhu sangha. Your faith is developed in the association of other devotees. And what is lamentable? I come to the temple and I think, I am the most advanced. Look at these neophytes. They don't recognize me, Narantara Acharya. That is a lamentable position. Not being able to recognize that. Look at these nice devotees. They're so much far advanced. What am I doing? Rotting. Look at these nice devotees performing sankirtan, performing kirtan. Look at how the devotees nicely dress the deities. That doesn't happen by hocus pocus. Lots of men and women hours go into making this temple. Requires good management, good brain. That's hard work. I must appreciate. Now, going back to the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, Krishna explains the qualities of a Brahmin. And again, the same thing is there. Guna karma. A Brahman, a Kshatriya, a Vaishya, and a Sudra. What is the quality of their work? Just like nowadays, somebody talks like a racist, somebody acts like a racist, he's a racist. It's no big way. He may deny, but by their actions, and there's a nice little one line in second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. The most important quality of a person is their speech. That tells you everything. What kind of sound vibration, what kind of tone comes out when they vituperate? That tells you everything. One time, many years ago, Vijay Das gave me a very nice reminder. Because years ago there was a time I was very harsh. And Vijay was very, very gentle and kind. And I'm very grateful. He quoted a verse in the Bhagavad Gita. What was that verse you quoted? Meaning? Yes. I have not forgotten that. See, I still remember it. That was maybe 10, 15 years ago. But it was good. It woke me up. There's this expression, you're now awoke. Yes. That's what a good preacher does. He awakes the higher, better person in you. So the symptoms are given. So if somebody, and Narada Muni, later on in Canto 7, when he's instructing Yudhisthira, one line, yasya yal lakshanam proktam. You judge a thing by its symptoms. When you go to the doctor, he asks you, so what are the symptoms? What are you feeling? Or the Ayurvedic doctor, he presses your pulse and says, oh, this is this. By the symptoms, you judge. So Narada makes the same point that's being mentioned here in today's purport. A thing is judged by how it actually behaves. So after giving the description of how a Brahmana works, how a Kshatriya works, a Vaishya, even a Shudra, a bona fide Shudra, has a specific conduct. But then, what I like, what Krishna says right after that. Krishna says, doesn't matter. I will now explain to you how all of these can achieve perfection. Because you may think, oh, only the Brahmanas can achieve perfection. That's not what Krishna says. He says, by doing something, all of these personalities, the Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, can achieve perfection. And what is that? Worship of the Supreme Lord. You do your duties, either as a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Yes, you must act in this human form of life. Especially here in our movement, no lazies, no crazies. You have to work hard. You have to do something. You can't, it's not a free hotel. You have to be engaged in pushing on this Krishna consciousness movement. But worship of the Supreme Lord on top of that. So now the question becomes, how do I properly perform worship in this age of Kali? And therefore we have this wonderful verse towards the end of Srimad Bhagavatam. Shukadeva Goswami is wrapping up his instructions to Parikshit. Parikshit is going to be giving up his life, being bitten by the Takshaka snake bird. Shukadeva has been preparing him, training him. What does he say? Kaler dosha nide rajan. Asti hi eko mahan guna. Kirtanad eva krishnasya. Mukta sangha parang vrajet. Such an important verse. It's like, that verse is like when the judge takes his hammer. Finish. Here's my decision. So what is this verse? Kaler dosha nide rajan, my dear King Parikshit. Kali Yuga is like an ocean of dosha, not the dosha you eat at Rath Yatra. Are we having doshas this year? Last year they were great. No doshas this? Oh, man. Anyway, this word dosha means fault, bad things, evil. Kali Yuga is an ocean of bad things, one wave after another, and it just keeps coming and coming and coming and coming. Asti hi eko mahanguna, but there is one Eka. One good quality in the age of Kali. What is that? Kirtanad Eva Shivasya Durgasya. No. What's the word? Krishnasya. Everybody please repeat. Kirtanad Eva Krishnasya. Oh, come on. You can do better than that. Come on. Thank you. I'm going to end soon. Don't worry. Kirtanad Eva Krishnasya. Eva, certainly must. That word. Certainly must. The Kirtan Krishnasya. Genitive case in Sanskrit. Of the Kirtan of Krishna. Mukta Sangha Parang Vrajet. You become free from this material entanglement and you will go home back, back to Godhead where you originally came from. Not back to Brahman. No. Back to Godhead, the kingdom of God where Krishna exists. Simply by doing the kirtan of Krishna. Therefore we chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you for blowing. And we do the loud kirtan in the temple, outside of the temple. Prabhupada, in the early days, he instructed us, always have your beads. So even if you're going out and you're going shopping, you can be chanting a zillion rounds. Because 16 is minimum. So simply by doing this Krishna Kirtan, we will get out of this ocean of bad things. And the more we chant, the more it becomes realized. That is the beauty of what we are doing. In the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Pratyakshavagamam. Other religions, other processes, it's pie in the sky. You do this, 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 and this, and this. After death, then you get your reward. For now, suffer. No. That religion, I don't subscribe to. I want to see immediate effects. That's why as soon as I took prasad, okay, sign me up. I saw it. And who is going to spend 2 hours every day saying the same thing over and over again and not get any result? I don't know about you. I'm not that stupid that I'm going to do something every day, 2 hours every day, and not get benefit? No, 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 no. No. Therefore, one perceives the effect as soon as one starts to chant sincerely. That's the key. You have to chant sincerely, seriously. Then you will start to see immediate effects. What does Prabhupada say in the record? Immediate effects can be achieved. Immediate effects. Simply by sincerely and nicely chanting. Let's all do it together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Let us have some discussion. I would request to give the microphone to Swabas Das. Maybe he can give a comment or make some additional statement.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for a wonderful explanation on this particular important verse. And especially thank you for reminding us the importance of the holy name.
Hare Krishna.
They're very, very important in all aspects of life. We're talking about different categories of existence in this material world. But all four categories should be chanting the holy name. That is the recommended process for liberation, to get mukti from this material world. So thank you very much.
Any other? Yes, this nice Prabhu here. Wait for your 2 minutes of fame. Yes.
For building such a nice case from the Bhagavad Gita about the qualities and work of the brahmanas in connection with the verse. You had mentioned Kalodesha Nidhirajan Kirtana Deva Krishnasya, that by chanting the holy name, this is the benefit of Kali Yuga. I would just like to add that in the books are also kirtan
that
in the purport.
Because yes.
Satatam Kirtayanto Mam, that always enlightening one another and conversing about me. So when we discuss Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita and we distribute the books to other people, there's pure written kirtan.
Yes,
there.
Brihat Madanga.
Yes.
Yes, your point is spot on.
So thank you. Hare Krishna.
Apurva Das, my senior godbrother. Anything you would like? Give him the microphone, please. Anything you want to add?
Yes. When we read these books, at least for me, it's hard to read by myself. So Garga Muni made this point just shortly after his brother left the planet. Yes, he said in the beginning, Prabhupada emphasized that these books are for reading out loud. So in the association of devotees, we read these books, and Prabhupada said, scrutinizingly understand them threadbare. And this way, we can incorporate them more profoundly into our psyche and our subconscious. And so I'm encouraging that.
Obviously, you yourself do that.
Monday through Friday, we do a conference call from 2:30 to 3:30 with Vijay came on yesterday. We have four devotees in different parts of the United States, and we do that in Srimad Bhagavatam reading. So it really makes a difference for all parties concerned.
Yes, Sankirtan. The ecstasy increases. Archita is burning to say something.
Hare Krishna, Narada Prabhu. Thank you for a wonderful, nicely prepared presentation. Now, we're stressing this chanting, and as Prabhupada told us individually, the quality of the chanting will determine your advancement. So similarly, collectively, the quality of our presentation of this chanting on the streets. We have to be very, very aware of this, extremely aware. As you know, I travel a lot in other countries, and it seems to me that in Europe especially, they make such effort to make a nice presentation. Everybody dressed nicely, the ladies wearing gopi dots, and they dance together, and it's just so much better when we do that. Here in America, we have this strong individual streak to do my own thing. And Prabhupada is trying to get us to stop doing that. I just listened to a morning walk here in 73 in L.A., where some sannyasi said to Prabhupada, because Prabhupada was stressing this thing of cooperative working. So, but this sannyasi said, but Prabhupada, you've said many times in your books that sannyasis should live alone. And Prabhupada said, no. He said, just like me, I gave up my family because they weren't devotees, and I created a society of devotees to live in.
Jai.
So we're supposed to live together, work together, make a nice presentation together. Not do your own individual thing. It's not cool to go out to present Krishna consciousness, but then turn people off by our behavior. So we have to be very, very careful about how we dress, how we dance, how we chant. You know, just everything has to be very pukka. And then the people will be attracted. It's not just that, oh, I'm giving you the holy name, so everything else doesn't matter. No, everything matters. The appearance, the tone, like you said, of how you say things, that also makes a difference. So I really want to appeal, because we have a very strong current going now of going out every day and chanting. But the quality has to be there also. The quality of the appearance, the quality of the dancing, the quality of the togetherness. People watch. If we're, you know, three people over here and two people straggling behind doing their own thing, it doesn't work. Stay together as a group, chant nicely as a group, and then it will have more effect. Hare Krishna.
Yes, my wife chastises me from time to time. Hey, you're representing Srila Prabhupada. What are you doing? Karta Dasi, you have anything you want to say? You want? Okay, that's...
Thank you, Narantra Prabhu. Am I supposed to turn it?
Yeah, okay, it's on.
Thank you so much for your class. You know, you're my first guru. As far as the chanting goes, this happened at the BBT, and we got a call from a lady who lives on a farm in northern Maine. So far out, they don't have neighbors for miles and miles and miles. And her son went to a consignment store, and he found two cantos of Krishna book, the big ones. There's three, but they got two. So she called for the third book. And I told her that those have been gone for so long, but we have a whole book now. So she said, well, my son wants to finish it. So she said, I'll get him that book. But then she said, you know what, I'm going to get one for me too, because I want my own. And then she said he also found the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1. And by that and Krishna book, they started reading together. They're vegetarian. They have a farm with no animals, just vegetables and fruits. And they started chanting together. And I told her about Krishna consciousness at home, so she took that, and she wants some pictures so they can offer the fruits and vegetables that they grow. And that was just from them finding a book in a consignment store. I thought was pretty cool. Now the whole family's chanting. I'm sorry? He found the books in a consignment store. He found a thrift store. And so by that, they're all chanting and reading.
Yes, my wife sometimes goes to Goodwill stores. Prabhupada's books are there. We've distributed so many, they're out there. Yes, one last point. You have a point?
Thank you, Prabhu. Just yesterday, we had a table and a lot of books, and one man became attracted to the Bhagavad Gita, and he mentioned, let me tell you something about this book, Bhagavad Gita. He said, my grandmother had that book, and along that book, next to the book, was the Bible. So he said, I choose the Bhagavad Gita. I start reading it, and it's an amazing, awesome book.
Die.
That's what I want to say.
Okay. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you.